You're listening to the Fashion Your Passion podcast, the place for digital communication students to learn tips and tricks on how to navigate the industry. Your host, Sammy Beatrice, is a nonprofit communications professional who is navigating through her own journey and brings a unique perspective each week. If you need a little pick-me-up or wanting to move the needle in your personal or professional life, this is the podcast for you. Welcome back to the Fashion Your Passion podcast, and welcome if you are new here. Welcome to the very first video episode of the Fashion Your Passion podcast. It's pretty crazy that after 127 episodes, that this one is only the first video one. I did a few Zoom interviews that I posted on my YouTube channel. I don't think that they're there anymore. I don't know if I left them up or not, but this is the first traditional video podcast. I'm excited to talk about today's topic. We're going to talk about how to find your passion and this three-step process that I came up with about 5 years ago on how I found my own passion. But first, thank you guys so much for all of the love on these past couple episodes. It's been really nice to come back and to see the people love the podcast and get the feedback that I need. And it's also just been such an amazing way for me to get my creativity back and for me to really have a purpose in this time of my post-grad season. But I've really just honed into building myself up as a content creator and building myself up as the person who I set out to be when I moved to California, as a speaker, as a podcaster, as a content creator. And so I'm excited to sort of begin that journey with this podcast episode. It being video, I can cut it down into short form video, and all of the things that you do with podcasts in the marketing world. But before I go on and on, let's get into the topic of today's episode. Again, so for context, a little long story short, my senior year of high school, so 2019, I launched this podcast after I had done a motivational speech in my public speaking class. And in preparation for that speech, basically the whole unit was that we were learning about motivational speakers and who they were, how they did what they did. And my teacher had showed us speeches from Ed Milet and Rachel Hollis and Dean Graziosi and all of those people. And for me, I began to listen to all of their content, whether it was podcasts or speeches or what have you. And I really fell in love with the personal development space. 99% of the books behind me on this bookshelf are personal development books. And I fell in love with it because it just so happened at the same time I had started to want to work on myself, physically, mentally, spiritually. And so the two kind of just combined. And when I fell in love with them and then I launched my own podcast, I was like, what they're doing, I want to be able to do in 10 years. I want to be able to go speak around the world, around the country, and share my story and just inspire people and motivate people. Because one of my biggest, like number one on the list, if you were to list my passions, is to see other people succeed and to see them achieve their dreams. And so I have to, you know, one of the ways that I can do that is to provide tips and advice and all of that stuff. So my senior project, my senior year of high school for my senior project, I did a live podcast recording, which basically turned out to be a keynote speech. I played off of the speech that I had done from Motivational Speech Unit back in December. And I just made it better. And at that time, also, I had been working as a Hebrew school teacher, and I really thought that me working in the Jewish realm of things, me working as a teacher, was my next steps in my life. And I had, like, in that year I had decided, oh, becoming a rabbi allows me to be a teacher, be a therapist, be, you know, a speaker. And I thought that, like, after college, I would go to rabbinical school and, you know, do the whole process. And in April was my senior presentation, my live podcast recording. And after that presentation, I really said, no, I'm not becoming a rabbi anymore. I'm going to be a motivational speaker. I'm going to be a keynote speaker, and build up my podcast, my portfolio, and just do all of these things. Again, long story short, I moved up to California and began to continue my podcast and build it out and research how these people were becoming motivational speakers. And then COVID happened and I could not do anything. I flew back to New York and our whole world turned upside down. So it's been 4 years. A lot has happened, but I'm sort of wanting to get back into that mindset, get back into that life. But for this episode, this is the process that I wrote out then. And I guess I haven't really fine-tuned it, but I think with each explanation, I've sort of changed my beliefs for certain things, but the process itself is the same. Again, my senior presentation is on the podcast. It is episode number 10. And this I'm holding my hand, is the blog post that I wrote when I kind of narrowed down the process of how to find your passion. So let's get into it. So for me, I define passion as something that you enjoy doing. And in the dictionary, and nowadays for most people, passion does not equal the thing that you will do for the rest of your life, the occupation you hold. It is a very nice benefit that a lot of occupations that people hold are things that they are passionate about, but it doesn't necessarily have to be the thing that you do. Not everyone who likes soccer is going to become a soccer player. Not everyone who likes, you know, to play the piano is going to become a world-famous piano player. Like, it doesn't have to be the thing that you do for the rest of your life. But I solely believe that passion is the thing that will allow you to wake up in the morning and want to wake up and pursue the rest of your day. It's the thing that really gives you the fuel to go after your dream life, go after the things that you want, go after, you know, kind of the term that's been throwing around is like, get the bag, basically. And so this is sort of the process. So number one is to find something that makes you happy right now. And there's three steps in this process. And I think that step number one is probably one of the most daunting steps, or the most daunting step in this process. Because when you look through your day to day, and you say, you know, some of these things you have to do, like wake up, go to work, you know. And there are things that do bring you happiness. And to choose one and to say it's your passion can be very scary. But at the same time, there is a way to be multi-passionate. There's this whole book about it. I don't remember the name off the top of my head, and I don't have it near me. But when I say find something that makes you happy right now, just pick anything. Like, think about your day, think about your week and the things that you do, and think about the things that make you the most happy. Whether it's the soccer game you play every Sunday evening, or, you know, it's the book club you go to every Thursday, or it could even be the fact that you go out to dinner every Wednesday night and you choose a new place every week, and that your passion can be food. But And even if you want to make a list of the things, if there are multiple things, just make a list of all the things that make you happy right now, that you look forward to every week, every month, every day. And recognize that these things could change. Like I've said before, I was a Hebrew school teacher in high school, and I really thought that that was my destiny. I thought I was going to become a rabbi and pursue that career. And I have changed my career maybe 5 times throughout my college life and my college career. Because my passions, as a multi-passionate person, everything sort of looks different every day. And I have to sort of sit with myself in the season that I'm in and be like, yeah, this is what I want to pursue right now. This is the thing that will fuel me. And for me, I've just decided that I need to have my occupation be a passion of mine, because that is the only way that I will be excited about waking up every single day. And so that is the first step. And the reason why I say right now is because it will change. And you don't have to have the same passion forever. You don't have to commit to something that will make you happy every single day. The next step in the process is to realize that this is your passion currently. And I mean, I've gone over this, but the dictionary defines passion as a feeling of intense enthusiasm towards or compelling desire for someone or something. No one's ever certain when you'll experience passion. No one's ever certain on what their passion is. But also, no one's ever given an age as to when you have to have your passions figured out. You can start a business or become a teacher or become a professional sports player whenever you want, because there are steps that you need to take in order to become that, right? So if you say you want to become a teacher, maybe, you know, you help out in your elementary school during high school, and then obviously you get your bachelor's and your master's. And then that's your pathway to become a teacher. And it really is something that will ebb and flow. And the people who lean into that the most are the people who society looks at as, like, you know, people who don't know what they want. And when realistically, they know what they want the most. Because maybe halfway through their life, they have a big career shift, or maybe they jump from job all the time, year to year. But, like, that's the point of passion. It's to really allow you to live your life and not just be, you know, the vision of the, you know, that man in the cubicle with all the fluorescent lights, and there's no color and no decoration. And that vision of, like, that's what life is like once you get out of college is so far from reality that people have been so surprised as to what they can achieve with their life. But I think that when you lean into your passions to pursue an occupation that makes you happy, or to just lean into your passions for after work activities, your life becomes so brighter, so much brighter. It's like going from black and white to full color. It is the way in which you figure out why you were put on this earth for, and figure out exactly what in life you truly want to do and what your purpose is. And I want to emphasize with this step that you may get so many opinions on who you should be and what you should do, and it will influence you heavily, because these opinions will especially come from people who you care and respect the most. But try your best to separate their opinions from what you want to do and what you're passionate about. And the way you do that is you sit down with yourself and you think about, okay, this is what they want me to do and this is what they think I'm passionate about. If I think about pursuing that, does that make me happy? Do I get excited about that? And then think about the things that you want to do and you think you're passionate about and you think you're skilled at, and say to yourself, does that make me happy? Does that make me want to get out of bed every morning? Does that make me energized? And really allow yourself to give yourself the permission to do what you want to do and to do what you are passionate about. And maybe that looks like a side gig. Maybe that looks like a side business. Maybe that looks like just for fun. But like I mentioned before, your passion or your passions is the fuel and the trajectory to allow you to create your dream life. And the last step, my favorite step, is run with it. And I came up with this little acronym that is so incredible to me, and it's DREAM. Design, Radiant, Energy, and Move. Because the energy and the momentum that pursuing your passion and figuring out your passion will give you, it's electric. I would always say it's like you're running towards you're running away from a wildfire. That is how energized and how basically on fire you'll be. And when you realize your passion and you realize what you want to pursue, you have to implement it every single day. Or at least try to. Every single week, I would say. Because when you neglect your passions, your life and your day-to-day will be affected as well. And for those of you who say, I don't have time to pursue my passion, if it's not your occupation, or you say, like, I don't have the energy, I'm too burnt out to do so, I would just say that you are the most important person in your life. And you are worthy of the goals and dreams that you have for your life. And on a day-to-day basis, you may not feel that worth and you may not feel like your life is worth living, but it is. Because every single person has a purpose on this earth. And whether you figure it out at 17 or at 45, it's still your purpose. It's still something that you want to pursue. And if you don't have time, you can make time. Time is a construct. It's something that, you know, we've been given this idea of, yeah, you have to work your job from 9 to 5 and lunch is at noon and dinner is at 6 p.m. And we've been told all these things. But what happened to us deciding these things for ourselves? And I'm sure in this age of doom scrolling, you can cut out an hour to go play soccer or to learn the ukulele or to pick up a language. You have the time. To finish this off, before I reiterate the steps, I want to read a part of my blog post, because honestly, when I wrote this, I was the most inspired in my writing. And so it just comes off really well. And if I could read this word for word to you, I would. I'll link it in the show notes for you so you can read it. But I said, I truly do believe that the only person who holds yourself back is yourself. And of course, other people may stand in your way and say things to you that may hold you back, but it is how you react to them that can push you forward, because you cannot control them. You may have baggage and burdens that hide your passion or hold you back from pursuing it, but if you think about what is the absolute worst thing that could happen if you go forward and pursue your dreams, you may see how minuscule it is, how much you've built it up in your own head in order to see later on that it is not a big deal. I urge you to seek your passion. I urge you to dive into your passion, because I do believe following your passion is the key to a stress-free life. And isn't that what we all want? I believe that this world is such a special place to pursue so much. We all have been granted the opportunity to live our lives with freedom, love, and peace. And I believe that when you follow your wildest dreams, you're able to achieve this. And I still agree with all of this to this day. This is not something that, you know, I wrote back then and I don't agree with. I think the issue has always been for me, not always, but the issue with me right now, and the reason why I took a year off from the podcast, is because if I'm saying things like this on the podcast and I don't truly believe them in my own life, then what kind of person am I? How can I come on here and inspire and motivate and give you advice that I can't even follow? And I think that that's why I've been so transparent about my journey and why I want this new season and this new life of the podcast to be more about helping myself and others with this journey and reflecting on my own journey than just let me talk at you and help you out. So to reiterate, this, to find your passion, number one is find something in your day, week, or month that brings you the most happiness. And you can basically just reflect on your day and your week and write down all the different things where you experience happiness greater than the rest of your day. And if you want to, bonus, you can take one of those things and make it into your major or make it into your career. But again, like I mentioned before, you don't have to. Number two is to realize this is your passion currently. Passions change, people change, seasons of their life change. And so you don't have to be so committed to this passion. You don't have to enjoy it in 10, 20 years from now. You just need to focus on it in the current season of your life, but also focus on the process in which you got there. And if you say that, oh, I don't have anything that I'm truly passionate about, go and explore. Do things you've never done before. Do things that are on your bucket list or that you've always wanted to do, or someone has told you that they want to do and you're like, oh, that sounds cool. Go do it with them. Don't hold yourself back because you think that you're not capable, because you're capable of anything, realistically, and you just gotta go for it no matter what. The last step of this process is run with it. And remember the acronym Design Radiant Energy and MOVE, Dream. That is going to be the catalyst for whatever you want to do next, whether it's pursue a new career, build a business, pursue a new major, just have a passion in general. And you have to take massive action with whatever you set your mind to. When you discover your passion, there's a fire ignited inside of you, and you'll want to get up every morning and you'll want to head to work and grind and do the hustle and do things that once felt like a drag to you, because there was no fuel and fire inside of you. And you just got to go for it, because you are so worthy of all of the dreams and goals and aspirations that you have for your own life. And you're the most important person in your life. And when you're neglecting yourself and you're neglecting your needs and your wishes, the rest of your relationships and your career will truly suffer. I hope that you got something out of that podcast episode. I hope that I did not rant and ramble too much, but when I do get passionate about these things, that's sort of what happens. But please, please let me know either through DM or posting on your Instagram story what was your key takeaway from this episode. And also, please do not forget to rate and review the podcast either in Apple Podcasts or Spotify. As well, you can follow us on social, me, your host, Sammy, at Sammy Beatrice on Instagram and at Sammy Beatrice _ on TikTok. And then you can follow the podcast at Fashion Your Passion HQ on Instagram and TikTok. Thank you guys so much again for tuning into this episode. I really, really appreciate all of your support, and I will talk to you guys next week.